Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to another week of the Something to Think About podcast. Now, we have been looking on mental rest, and we have based the mental rest on four principles. One, making time to stop working. Two, finding a place to be alone. Three, praying about what you need or asking God for help or solutions. And actually four, waiting on the answer. Our core scripture is from Mark 1:35, which says, "In the morning, long before sunrise, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone to pray." So we've been looking on the broad topic of mental rest, which is rejuvenating and being refreshed to tackle the task ahead. But this week, we want to look on another area that can cause mental unrest, which is dissatisfaction. And we end last week with saying that finding satisfaction in the work that you have done will help you to enjoy your resting period. So sometimes you've been working on something and the result or how it turned out is not exactly how you want it, and it causes you to be dissatisfied, and there's a conflict within yourself about what you have done, how things has been handled, and a whole lot of conflicts that may come up. So we want to look on four areas that can help you to evaluate what you have done and to see whether or not you are actually at a place where you can enjoy rest. So there are four areas. One, when you see what you do, ensure that when you look at it, it is perfect. According to Deuteronomy 32 verse 4, it says, "The Lord Almighty is a rock, and he never does anything wrong. God can always be trusted to bring justice." So when you examine what God has done across Genesis 1 and 2, especially the first part, at the end of each section, God says that what he does was good. He was finished and said, "Oh, this was good," and he was satisfied with what he did, and then he moved on to the next level. So when you're examining what you're working on, do you see it as perfect? That's a critical question. Next part of it is that when you're looking at what you're working on, do you see it as fair? Do you see it as honorable? And do you see it as a reliable solution to a problem? If you can't answer those questions, then we realize where the uneasiness come about. The fact that it can't depend on the solution, that it's fear. You're not satisfied with what is going on. There may be something else that you want to do or change, and all of that kind of suck the joy out of the work that you're doing because it's not perfect. And you're not comfortable with something that is imperfect. Would you want to submit something that is unfinished? No. So these four things will kind of help you to realize, are you comfortable with the solution that you have put forward? And this is you, not the other person, but you. Are you comfortable with your output? That would help you to begin to let go of the work that you have done. According to Psalms 104, is that you have to find joy in the work that you have already completed. According to Psalms 104, it says that, "Our Lord, we pray that your glory will last forever and that you will be pleased with what you have done." So the thing is is that what you will do will last. Is it a lasting solution? Are you comfortable that this is complete? And the prayer is that what God did lasts forever, and he is pleased with what he has done. But this can help us to find mental rest. Are you pleased with what you have done? So if you're not pleased with what you have done, this is a source of what is causing the uneasiness in terms of why you can't relax when work is over or when you go to your bed is because what has you have done or what happened throughout the day, you're not pleased with something that is surrounding those several activities. While you're meditating, though, by yourself, if you can find the source of where that unresolved conflict is, why it was a conflict, and the solution to fix the problem, then you can begin to ask God to help you deal with this issue. And this is why it's important to take the time to pray and to take the time to actually pull away from the situation so that you can evaluate what is going on. According to Ecclesiastes 3 verse 14, it says, I realize that whatever God does will last forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. God does this so that people will fear him. And the preceding verse says that whatever has happened in the past is present now. Whatever is going to happen in the future has already happened in the past. God will call the past to account. So, in order to find mental rest, you have to bring every activity to account in the past, the present, and what is going to happen in the future. You have to evaluate all of the activities that has happened. And then the one question is, are you pleased with all these activities? If the answer is no, then you ask God help. Provide solutions, provide answers. Help you to let go of the things that are not in your control and to prepare you for what is going to happen in the future. So these are some of the things you can think about in terms of your evaluating time while you're by yourself, evaluating and meditating on the different activities that is causing you not to have mental rest. And it's critical to really find solutions and bring everything into account. And that word, God will call the past to account. So every activity that has happened must give an account. Meaning, you're cross-examining those activities to find out why it is causing you so much pain. But why is not necessarily important. It's to come to a resolve about what you did. To be pleased with what you did. If you're not pleased with what you did, or what happened when you're working on the project, or what happened when you had the argument with the person, or whatever is causing that mental uneasiness now, you're bringing that situation into account. If it's not reliable, if it's not fair, if it's not honorable or satisfactory, then you have to to decide what you're going to do. If you're going to allow this thing to help you to not be resting, or you're going to go forward free of this issue. So that's it's a decision you have to make in terms of evaluating all that is happening. So these are the things in terms of, this is a critical word in terms of bringing all your activities into account and examine it in terms of asking yourself, is God pleased with my actions? Is he pleased with the other party's actions? What are supposed to be the appropriate measures to be taking place to resolve this issue? And what am I going to do in the future to fix the problem? What God required me to do? And then where the shortfall, all of this, put it before the Lord and say, God, help me resolve the problem. Show me exactly what I need to do. And then don't add anything to it. Don't subtract anything from it. And then you can realize in terms of the satisfactory part. These are some questions you can think about as you go through your week this week. Are you satisfied with what is happening? Have you brought into account all your activities to decide whether you're pleased with it or not? And what will you do whether if it's this not satisfactory, will you allow this to affect your mental rest? Something to think about. Anyway, until next time we meet again, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.